Welcome to today's Daily PBJ Devotional. If you're reading the Old Testament with us this year, read Exodus 36, Proverbs 12, and Psalm 84. This devotional is about Proverbs 12:6, but I'll read the whole chapter. Whoever loves discipline loves knowledge, but he who hates correction is stupid. The good man obtains favor from the Lord, but the Lord condemns a man who devises evil. A man cannot be established through wickedness, but the righteous cannot be uprooted. A wife of noble character is her husband's crown, but she who causes shame is like decay in his bones. The plans of the righteous are just, but the counsel of the wicked leads to deceit. The words of the wicked lie in wait for blood, but the speech of the upright rescues them. The wicked are overthrown and perish, but the house of the righteous will stand. A man is praised according to his wisdom, but a twisted mind is despised. Better to be lightly esteemed, yet have a servant, than to be self-important, but lack food. A righteous man regards the life of his animal, but the tender mercies of the wicked are only cruelty. The one who works his land will have plenty of food, but whoever chases fantasies lacks judgment. The wicked desire the plunder of evil men, but the root of the righteous flourishes. An evil man is trapped by his rebellious speech, but a righteous man escapes from trouble. By fruitful speech a man is filled with good things, and the work of his hands returns to him. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but a wise man listens to counsel. A fool's anger is known at once, but a prudent man overlooks an insult. He who speaks the truth declares what is right, but a false witness speaks deceit. Speaking rashly is like a piercing sword, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. Truthful lips endure forever, but a lying tongue lasts only a moment. Deceit is in the hearts of those who devise evil, but the counselors of peace have joy. No harm befalls the righteous, but the wicked are filled with trouble. Lying lips are detestable to the Lord, but those who deal faithfully are his delight. A shrewd man keeps his knowledge to himself, but a foolish heart proclaims its folly. The hand of the diligent will rule, but laziness ends in forced labor. Anxiety weighs down the heart of a man, but a good word cheers it up. A righteous man is cautious in friendship, but the ways of the wicked lead them astray. A lazy man does not roast his game, but a diligent man prizes his possession. There is life in the path of righteousness, but another path leads to death. This is God's Word. This devotional, again, is about Proverbs 12:6. Here's the NIV's reading of that passage. The words of the wicked lie in wait for blood, but the speech of the upright rescues them. This cryptic little proverb takes some thinking to understand. The first part of the proverb says, the words of the wicked lie in wait for blood. What could that possibly mean, to lie in wait for blood? That evokes the image of a hunter. The goal of a hunter, or trapper, is to take the life of his prey. He goes out looking for prey and hides, lying in wait, until that animal arrives. Unaware of the danger nearby, the animal walks into the crosshairs of the hunter's rifle or trots into the trapper's trap. In that moment, his life ends, and he becomes the trophy of the man who plotted against him. When Solomon wrote, "The words of the wicked lie in wait for blood," he describes someone who lays a trap for someone else and then waits. This is a way to describe dishonest speech. Remember, it's his words that are lying in wait. And so we're talking about dishonest speech here. Now, it might be speech that deliberately misleads for a purpose or lies that entrap someone else. Either way, it is dishonesty that is deliberately calculated to take advantage of someone else. What saves someone from this kind of verbal trap? The truth does, because the proverb goes on to say, but the speech of the upright rescues them. That's verse 6b. The truth leaves clues most of the time. The person whose words make the best sense of those clues is most likely to be believed. When we are dishonest, we may be playing into the hands of someone wicked who wants to trap us. When we tell the truth, we can escape those traps, even when we walk right into them unaware. It is a sobering thought that there are people out there trying to use words to trap us, but there are. Instead of being cynical about other people, or becoming defensive and hypervigilant, just tell the truth in every situation in life. When we are always truthful, we not only save ourselves from traps, we mirror the glory of our God, who is truth. Protect yourself and glorify God by speaking the truth always and never lying. If you found this devotional helpful, sign up to receive it every day in your email. Go to dailypbj.com/subscribe. This is completely free. Also, consider helping me by supporting me financially. Go to dailypbj.com/support for more information about that. Finally, please share this with someone who could be helped by it in their Christian life. And I'll see you next time. May God bless you. Hope you have a great day today.